I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Gábor Domokos via Skype, who is at the Budapest University of Technology and Economics in Hungary. And we're talking about the creation or invention that he has done called the Gombok. So Gábor, can you tell us about the Gombok?
Hello, Mike. So we did this invention together with Peter Varkonyi, who is my colleague now, and previously he was my student. The Gombok idea that such an object may exist came from Vladimir Arnold, because earlier many people saw that such objects cannot exist. And actually people tried to prove the non-existence of the Gombok. Arnold offered this conjecture in 1995 that despite this kind of common belief, such objects may exist. And then after 10 years of trial and thinking, we first proved that these things actually existed. And then later on, we succeeded in building a physical one, which became successful because people could look at it and take it into their hands. And it is a visual representation of a mathematical idea which came from Arnold's mind. So I think it's a very nice thing to understand or illustrate mathematics, maybe.
So, Gábor, and the thing you're talking about, this Gombok, it has the property, you know, it's three-dimensional, and it has convex, and it's homogeneous, made of the same material all the way through. And so it has the property that it has one equilibrium point which is stable, one balance point where it is stable, and then one that's unstable. Is that correct? That's the nature of it, right?
That is the exact definition which you just said. And it is easy to prove that objects with less than two equilibria cannot exist. So this is the absolute minimum. And earlier it was believed that the minimum would be four. Now the Gombok, for someone who is not familiar with the mass, it would behave like a wheel, which you place on a horizontal surface. It was always self-right under gravity. However, as opposed to the Weibull toy, it doesn't have a bottom weight because, as you pointed out, it is made of homogeneous material.
Yeah, so Weibull, in America, sometimes they make looks like a punching bag or something, you know, for people to hit. And then you hit it, and it goes to the ground and then rights itself, like you say, if it's stable there. But that is not homogeneous, and so that's a huge difference.
Exactly. So this was not a main objective of this construction to make a comeback kid or a weeble. This is just a property which is very apparent and very visual, and based on the physical Gombok which we constructed, it can be actually tested very easily, and this is which captures many people's imagination.
Yes, and so you mentioned that it's not possible with fewer equilibria, and originally you and your colleagues suspected that it might not be possible at all. I mean, it itself with one stable and one unstable equilibrium point might not exist.
Exactly, because there was a result earlier on that if you take the two-dimensional problem, so just you roll a planar disk along its perimeter, then it is relatively easy to prove that disk has always at least four balance points, like the ellipse, which has two unstable points at the ends of the long axis and two stable points at the ends of the short axis. And there is nothing more simple, so to say, in two dimensions. You cannot make a two-dimensional Gombok. And this number four, that something is equal or greater than four, pops up in various applications in mathematics, and that was one of the favorite topic of Arnold's. And in fact, some people thought that this would be yet another example that in three dimensions, again, the minimal number would be four. The number four goes back to a theorem by Jacobi, and it has many applications in optics, in geometry, in mechanics. And Arnold suggested that this is not the case. This is a different case. And the three dimensions will be different, and this object might exist. Now, this was a very, very strange suggestion because this looked like a kind of an important, interesting object, but nobody has seen it, although the mathematics involved just in creating the object doesn't go beyond Greek mathematics. So Archimedes could have thought about it, but nobody has seen it. So therefore, it was his suggestion was very, very unusual.
When you finally realized that it did exist, and then you tried to prove that it existed, and what math did you use?
Well, the math which we used was rather elementary. I would put it like geometry, a little bit of analysis in spherical geometry, but really it's not very complicated mathematics. The problem here was that there was no algorithm to find such an object. If there would have been an algorithm, people would have found it by a computer, but there was no such algorithm. And the proof itself is basically using the weakness of the two-dimensional proof. The two-dimensional proof fails in three dimensions, and that gave us an idea how we might be able to sneak in and do a three-dimensional object which actually satisfies this condition of just two equilibria. But the mathematics in the construction of the Gombach is rather elementary. Then it led to very complicated mathematical ideas way beyond the actual shape itself. But to prove it, you didn't need much beyond, I would say, undergraduate mathematics.
And then once you knew that it existed and proved that it existed, was it hard to create one? Did that take almost as much time as the proof?
Not as much time as the proof. The proof took a lot of time because one had to believe in it. During this time, I was not doing it constantly, but in many cases, I saw that maybe Arnold was not right. And actually, at one occasion, I resorted to look at pebbles because I thought I would find one among the pebbles because I had no good idea. So that took a very long time. But then when we started to think, so the actual proof was a construction which could not be manufactured because it was so close to the sphere that it is impossible to manufacture. And Gombach shapes cannot be very far from the sphere. So the idea was to make something which is further out, far enough from the sphere that it can be physically somehow realized using very good technology. And that was a big effort. And we were lucky because the initial ones which were done by three-dimensional printing. They were not very accurate, but they seemed to work. But then we gave up three-dimensional printing because it is not good enough for this kind of shape. And now they are done by computer-controlled machining, and that's exact enough.
That's Gábor Domokos at the Budapest University of Technology and Economics. And in part two, he'll talk about how meeting with Vladimir Arnold led him to this problem and how Gombachs are practically impossible in nature for inanimate objects, like pebbles, but through evolution, they do appear in some living things, like tortoises.